As we have these chats all the time with these awareness campaigns, what's the latest word to get out to our listeners here today?
Well, the importance is to remind people as part of Colorectal Cancer Awareness Month is we really want people to consider being screened for colorectal cancer. Save more lives.
I know that you and I have talked about this topic and several other cancer-related topics as well, but this one is one of those cancers that has gotten a little bit more, exposure in the media, or at least people are hearing more about it, but it still also might have a little bit of stigma of embarrassment and things like that. That's something to really get over, isn't it?
It absolutely is. Time for us to just get over it and understand that by doing this testing, not only can we save lives by finding the cancer early, but we can actually prevent a lot of colon cancers by removing polyps before they turn into a cancer.
Are there any guidelines, or are there family things to look for? Is there an age bracket? What are some of those facts?
Well, in general, everyone, males and females, should get screening starting at age 50. Colon cancer is actually a pretty slow-growing cancer. However, there are some people who are at higher risk, and those people include very strong family history, mother, sibling, those who've had, parents, sibling, those who have certain genetic disorders such as familial polyposis, those who have inflammatory bowel disease are at a higher risk and should start sooner. But in general, age 50, 90% of those colon cancers occur after age 50, so that's a good time to start and get your test.
If someone's just listening, they have a family practitioner or a family doctor, just kind of start there, maybe ask some questions, and then I'm sure they can recommend specialists for testing and screening.
Absolutely. And really, there are a variety of tests available for screening for colon cancer. The one people are most afraid about, and I really wish we could just get over that fear, is the colonoscopy. And what that does is it actually has a direct visualization of your colon. You have to have a prep so you can have a nice, clean colon. But while someone's doing a colonoscopy, they can remove their polyps. They can look at the entire colon directly and say, oh, we have an area of concern here, biopsy, anything needs to be done. Other tests are very effective also. It's the gold standard to get a colonoscopy, but it's not nearly as bad as people work it up in their mind to be. I think the biggest irritation for me in having that test done was taking the time out to do it.
Yeah, I have
not
talked.
That big a deal.
Yeah, I have talked with people that have had it done. It is an issue that people had these fears and whatnot, and it's like you said, let's get past this fear. Let's get past the embarrassment about talking about this, because we're talking about saving lives, possibly your own.
Absolutely, and truly. I absolutely believe, and I know statistically, if we got people to test at the age we're recommending on a regular basis, we would drop the number of deaths in this state, which is about almost 1,800 people dying, in half just by testing. It would probably even be a bigger number if, everybody who was eligible did it.
Well, I guess the one other question, or I guess to wrap up with here, I would just say that to tell everybody what, again, are the things to keep in mind and what should folks do, I guess, once they get past that age of 50?
Well, start out with know your family history, know your risk, talk to your physician about it. At age 50, begin screening and try to have a healthy lifestyle. More fruits and vegetables, more fiber in your diet, less red meat, more exercise, a good healthy weight.
You know, it's interesting. Those are some of the same things we seem to touch on almost every time with the various different cancer awareness pushes that we talk about. But it really does drive home the fact, healthy lifestyle, but also be willing to talk to your doctor about things.
Absolutely. There's things people don't even understand at risk when we talk about healthy lifestyle. Smoking is a significant factor in colon cancer. People need to not smoke. Quit smoking if you already do it, and don't start if you haven't started, kind of thing. But there's all those little nuances that you can make a significant change in the opportunity for a cancer to develop by just living better.
Well, it is plenty for me to work with here again, but if people have any questions, how can they find out more? What are your websites and addresses and phone numbers that you have?
Well, they certainly can call us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We literally have hundreds of operators willing to give any kind of information or resources or advice to an individual who might need to be facing what they should do about tests or if they've had the disease. And that's 1-800-ACS-2345, or our website is www.cancer.org.